Hey, it's Craig. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Canadian History X early and ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Canadian History X. Today, we're starting what I'm hoping is going to be a weekly journey into the small-town hockey heroes of Canada. We all know about Gordie Howe and Bobby Orr and Maurice the Rocket Richard, but what about those guys who toiled away in the minors, had a brief shot of fame in the pros, and then went back to their regular lives? Those are the guys who fascinate me. So let's take a look. And for our first episode, we're going to look at Ron Bohm. Born on August 14, 1943 in Allen, Saskatchewan, Ron Bohm would attend high school in the community of his birth, before leaving to pursue his career in hockey. The first stop on that hockey journey would be the Estevan Bruins, where he played junior hockey. From 1960 to 1965, he would play for the team, recording his best season in 1963-64 with 35 goals and 53 assists in 61 games. He played so well that the Bruins loaned him to the Edmonton Oil Kings to play in the Memorial Cup tournament of that year. Unfortunately, the Oil Kings would fall to the Toronto Marlboros in four straight games in the tournament. In 1965-66, Bohm would join the Minnesota Rangers, where he recorded 28 points. This was followed with 42 points with the Vancouver Canucks of the WHL in 1966-67. His excellent offensive numbers helped to earn him the Rookie of the Year award for that season. It was also enough to get him noticed by the newly expanded NHL. In 1967-68, the first year of the expansion of the NHL from 6 to 12 teams, Bohm would play in 16 games with the Oakland Seals, registering 2 goals and 1 assist. He would then return to the WHL and play for the Canucks for the remainder of the season, picking up 16 points in 43 games. Those 16 games with the Seals would be his only taste of the big time. Over the course of the next 7 seasons, he would play for Omaha, Seattle, Boston, and Broome County. His best season during those years would be a 55-point effort in 74 games with the Boston Braves of the AHL in 1971-72. Following a 32-point season in 1975 with the Broome County Dusters of the NAHL, he would retire from hockey. He would become a manager of commercial fisheries in Port Alberni and work for the Parks and Recreation Department of the city for 23 years before he retired in 2003. Bohm had a passion for music his entire life and could play both the guitar and the accordion. He also enjoyed camping and fishing with his wife Gloria and their children Lee, Rondi, and Jody. He would pass away on December 8, 2017 in Port Alberni. Information for this comes from HockeyDB, Legends of Hockey, Times Past to Present, Wikipedia, and Yates Memorial Services. I hope you enjoyed our look at a small-town hockey hero with Ron Bohm. And if you did, please give a like and review. You can also reach me at crwbaird@gmail.com and find me on Twitter at craigbaird. Thanks, and we'll see you again next time.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.